This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
After reviewing the tape yesterday, how did you feel the offense did in terms of maximizing first down opportunities? And what will the focus be today situationally?
We're going to add third down today. You know, the practices, there's, you know, guys, we go through this all the time. There's going to be some good plays. There's going to be bad ones. And then obviously the ones that, you know, we have to try to eliminate. You know, I think they started out okay. And then I don't think we finished as well as we started. And that's got to change, and that has to understand that we're going to try to, you know, schedule the practices the same way the games would. So, you know, if we're not finishing a practice, and then we have to hopefully fix that and correct it so that we can finish in the game, we can pick up some crucial first downs if we're leading, or if we're in a two-minute situation and we need some plays to go down there and get a score. But today will be a lighter day so that you guys can understand that. This will be more of a walkthrough. But again, it's important, I think, to see how our team responds and are able to work in that capacity. I'm hopeful that we can get something out of this and come back and really have some speed tomorrow and really have a good one tomorrow before a day off on Sunday.
Jones and Keefe live here on WEEI Patriots Training Camp. We are brought to you by McFarland Energy. They are the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com, high noon here on Jones and Keefe, breaking down what we saw on day three out there. Not much, Keefe, not much.
No, really not much at all.
I mean,
it was a little bit less each day.
I've seen more of you going to town here on your lunch than I have out on the practice field.
Just having a salmon, trying to keep it healthy, Jones. You know me. I like to eat real healthy.
Sure.
So just enjoying a little bit of
fish on a hot day. It's a good move, bad move? You liking it?
Everything on a hot day is tough. I'll be honest, especially going inside to where the food is. It's nice and air conditioned.
Yeah, to come back out here, it's like hitting a wall. Yeah.
It is going to be a sweaty couple of hours, but I'll do my best. I'll be fine. But yeah, it was really.
You got that straight.
No, not only was it a walkthrough, I mean, only one player was even wearing a helmet. It was one of those type of days.
And so, not even Drake didn't even put on a helmet until halfway through.
Right, exactly. So yeah, not a lot you can take out of it. They'll have one practice over the weekend, and then I think full pads on Monday, which I'm excited about. I think that'll be a good day.
That's the word.
Because Wednesday there was good kind of buzz and intensity, and it was sort of like, hey, first day, whole team's out there making some plays, crowd was into it, and then a little bit less yesterday, and then really not at all today. I mean, they're going through stuff, and you know, the coaches will have a good idea if they got what they wanted out of today. From up here, it's kind of hard to tell.
I'll tell you, I mean, the first day, I thought May and the passing offense largely looked good. I think the O-line struggled, but May to Diggs, that was very promising. I put a lot of stock in that day one. I also put a lot of stock in the O-line not looking great. So I think that was the day so far we could really read into.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was more in the middle. Today was a big nothing burger. I mean, no competitive periods, all walkthrough, players in shoes and not even pads, hardly even helmets, as Keefe said. A couple of takeaways from today. You heard Vrabel talking about where yesterday's practice ended. They were going to work on some third down stuff today and try to finish better than they did a year ago out on the practice field, or a day ago, rather, out on the practice field. Absences. Polk continues to be absent. Still not out there. Reese reported yesterday it's soreness in his quad or calf. I can't remember which. But a leg
tissue?
A leg soreness for Jalen Polk, which, again, the way I hear that is he goes, hey, this is barking at me a little bit. And they go, whoa, you're good. Stay away. We don't need you
We're
out there.
Set.
Take your time, Jalen. You're good.
Is there any way he makes the team?
No. I mean, any way, I guess, sure. But do I see him making the team? No, not even close. I don't even see him in the – like, I think Baker, Chisholm, who are some of the other down-the-roster receivers? Like, they have better chances, I think.
Yeah, Baker, Chisholm, I guess depending on where you would put Booty or
Jeremiah
Bourne.
Webb, I don't even know who that is.
That's crazy.
John Giles. Yeah, no relation to Tom, I don't believe. That's a J, not a G.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a different Giles.
But yeah, I would say, you know, he's in the mix. He's closer to those guys than even Chisholm and Baker and Booty and guys like that.
Yeah, I don't like his chances at all. And that was if he was on the field. And now he's not even on the field.
Demir Blankensy.
Bird?
How about
Bird?
Him? No, no, no.
Demir Bird's back.
Cam
Newton's favorite receiver.
Demir Blankensy. He's closer to those guys.
What's his name?
Number, if you're looking on the roster, they're number 30.
Yeah.
Number 30.
Number 30?
Offensive 30, not defense. They got two 30s, Keith. Offensive
Blankensy?
30. Yeah.
But number
I don't know if he's going to make it. I don't know if he's going to make it necessarily, but yeah, Jalen Polster's not going to make the team. He's going to be a one and done second round pick.
Polk, without the draft pedigree, might as well be Blankensy or whatever his name is.
Like
that, he has the same chances to make it, the same chances as Tom Giles
I think it really comes down to, do you keep five or six, and is Mac Hollins healthy or not? That's the big question debate for the Patriots receivers.
Polk, again, not out there today. We did have the return of Carlton Davis. He was there day one.
Yeah.
He wasn't there yesterday. He was back out there today. But again,
current Patriot, both you and me.
Correct. I'm actually looking at our top five Patriots right now. I had him number five. You had him number four on list. Seek those out at Jones and Keefe. Looking at a few other things here. I don't know if I read these earlier today. Some depth chart things, which I do think you can read into today. Nothing competitive, but depth chart stuff.
Yeah.
Mark Daniels said, interesting day for Jared Wilson. He rotated in with the first offensive line at left guard, center, and right guard. I believe that's the first time we've heard about him at right guard.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. I wonder if that's Onwenu has to be a backup tackle.
So like that's what I was going to say.
Moses, maybe Onwenu plays tackle.
They've had Moses on a quote-unquote pitch count.
Yeah.
So if Onwenu has to kick out the tackle, they're getting a look at
that guy, maybe?
Jared Wilson at right guard. Yeah.
But this goes back to why I think, although it wouldn't like be shocking, but if Garrett Bradbury could either start or not make the team. And if they like what they get out of Wilson, or maybe they feel like Strange is better as a center, I wonder how they really feel about Garrett Bradbury. That's just me kind of throwing out a name. That's not based on anything. But just sort of it seemed like after the second day, it was, all right, Will Campbell and Mike Onwenu are in there. Those are first-team offensive linemen.
Yep.
Morgan Moses, it's more of like he will be, but let's just sort of like pitch count him, like you said. And then center and left guard are wide open. I feel like that's where the real battle.
Who do you want to be the center on? Like, who are you rooting for?
Bradbury. I kind of hope that he's just good.
Not Wilson.
No, I mean, I think if Wilson as a rookie is sort of your first center in or your first guard in, I'd take that. But if they sign Bradbury, hopefully it's him and he's fine.
I don't want Strange. Yeah, you're probably right. If Bradbury's your center.
Yeah.
And Wilson's your left guard. That's probably the best case scenario. I was going to say, Caden Wallace is mixing in at left guard.
Yeah.
If he is a third-round pick a year ago, like if he can play at guard, he couldn't at tackle, definitely not left tackle.
No, I don't want that.
There was a reason he never played it at Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a really good left tackle next to him. That's why he never played. He could play it wrong.
No, he's a right tackle.
If he could play guard, I might be okay with that, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Bradbury at center, Wilson at left guard is probably the best combo, the best case scenario for the Pats. Other news and notes here. Looking at Andrew Callahan, a lot of the same on the O-line.
Yeah.
He did say for the receivers, and we'll get to more of this, Diggs, Douglas, Booty, your top wide receivers. He says that Bourne and Williams mixed in more in the second team.
Yeah, again, so maybe the biggest bubble guy would be Booty.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick Bourne.
I think
too.
Booty and Bourne.
Bourne, Booty.
Booty and Bourne, I think those, if Hollins is healthy, those two are fighting for one spot, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think it comes down to as well.
And I think Chisholm is behind them on that list. Same thing with Javon Baker. I don't even think Polk is anywhere near it.
Yeah.
And then one here from our pal Matt on Twitter. This is a criticism of Mike Vrabel. I don't know how much they're restricted by in the CBA, but he says taking a day off, third day into camp. They didn't quite take it off.
They weren't out here.
is a hell of a strategy for a 2-15 team. He said the Bengals and Bills wins don't count.
I mean, you got to give them the Bengals.
We don't count the Bengals wins.
You give them the
if you don't want to count the Bills win, Shime, I get that. You don't want to count the Bills win? I'll give you that
one. Bengals win counts.
We're not counting the Bengals win?
No, that counts.
2-15
team. That's their signature win.
He says, I hope they have time today to run through the sprinklers and get some ice cream.
We didn't see any ice cream. We didn't see any slip and slide or anything like that. But even Belichick would do that. He'd hose them down.
Let me be consistent, though. If Mayo did this a year ago, I would have been critical of it. So am I giving Vrabel a bit of a free pass where I would have said, oh, Mayo's giving them an off day. They're here to work. They should be working. I don't know how much they're restricted by the CBA, but
I think that's a lot of it.
I probably would have been more critical of Mayo doing this than I am right now of Vrabel because I trust Vrabel more than Mayo. There's a track record.
But you only get X number of full padded practices. You only get X number of time throughout camp. So if he wants to use it this way, I don't have a huge problem with it. Because let's face it, after yesterday, the takeaway was through 2 days, pretty good.
Yep.
Right? Like there was not like, oh, that's a real mess, or like, oh, they got to clean that up. Like overall, pretty good.
No, I agree.
The offensive line wasn't great, but guess what? They're not great. And then everything else kind of was relatively positive. So if your plan all along was, all right, day three is going to be kind of a walkthrough, have another practice over the weekend, and then really kind of ramp things up on Monday. Also knowing that you have two joint practices this year. And all the coaches and players talk about how much you get out of those. Well, so you're also kind of ramping up to those two things that you're going to do this year.
The joint practices they have are interesting. It's the Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy. So it's like...
Yeah, right.
You're going to get a look at like Drake May, how he looks compared to a guy who hasn't played yet,
he
McCarthy.
He better be better than McCarthy.
And a guy, 100%.
Yeah.
And a guy who was in the NFC title game last year in Jaden Daniels. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, that's going to be interesting when we get to that point.
Which team will Terry McLaurin be on by the time they practice?
He can just switch. You
maybe
just keep him.
Pats.
I mean, Keith, we threatened to drive down to Worcester to go get Roman Anthony.
Right. We almost had to.
I mean, I don't know.
We should get Terry McLaurin on the show.
Get Terry that's McLaurin. Get him on the show.
Talk about, hey, you could be a Patriots Monday guest with us. And he's like, all right, I'll
all
demand
right,
a trade.
Fine.
I'll demand a trade.
I'll demand
now.
A trade right now. I'll call my agent.
It happened.
617-779-7937. You can discuss all things Patriots here. We'll get back to the Red Sox at 1 o'clock. We got Week in Review. Coming
yes.
your way.
What a week
at 12:45. It's certainly been a week,
yep.
Keith.
Yep.
As you hear right there in the open, we'll give you the brag of the week coming up. Brag of the day, I do think, is I'll do it on behalf of my guy Rich.
Oh,
last night on BST, I was watching you.
Yeah, thanks.
I caught the replay this morning. I didn't see it live last night.
I think it's. Hopefully that still counts.
They
still get credit for that.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think they do. So I was watching the replay this morning, minding my own business, getting ready to drive down to Foxborough today, battle some traffic on the way down to Foxborough. Not all heroes wear capes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching a BST, and I see it's Keith, it's Curran, and it's Mike Felger. And there was a big argument. Well, the two of you are on one side, Felger on the other. Big argument about, how much Drake May should run. And I would encourage you to go check out Savage Sports, his timeline. He does a good job of giving you the full beatdown that Keith put on Felger. A verbal tap out.
A verbal tap out.
That's how I would refer to it.
Sure.
He doesn't want to see Drake May run.
Yeah, I found that very
this year,
strange.
Which I find absurd.
Yeah.
And Curran was on your side. I'm on your side. I don't get wanting to rein in Drake May. I get not wanting to get him hurt.
Yeah.
I get wanting him to be a passer first. I mean, I get all those things, but Drake May better have designed runs.
Yes.
Scramble plays. That's part of what made him, I thought, an elite prospect last year.
Yeah, exactly. Why he was the third pick in the draft, sort of one of the upside things with Drake May. And the conversation started because we were referring to some of the Kendrick Bourne's comments and even Hunter Henry's comments at camp, being like, hey, you guys were in the Josh McDaniels system in 2021. We've heard about a lot of maybe changes or tweaks or things like that. And they're like, no, it's the same offense. And then so I was saying, well, maybe they haven't put in all the quarterback runs yet because of just the nature of these practices. Because I don't think they should call plays the way they did for Mac Jones, the same way they should for Drake May. And then that's when Mike was like, well, it should be a pocket passer. He needs to throw. And I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of very successful quarterbacks right now running, and it's not just when the play breaks down like Mahomes. It's guys that run. That's the play call. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Those are four of the six best quarterbacks in the league. The guy who won the Super Bowl and the guys that finished 1 and 2 in the MVP.
Yep.
And it's also Drake May's skill set. This isn't like, hey, quarterbacks run, so you should run.
Wait,
hey, Mac Jones, you should run.
Hey,
or
Tom Brady.
Or Bailey Zappi, you guys need to run. Those guys weren't runners.
Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Designed run play.
No.
Like, no. This guy can do it. It's what he did in college. We saw it last year.
Right. This is what can make him really good. And this can sort of add to it. And so if I say only, but if he only throws 20, 21, 22 touchdown passes this year.
But he runs for 8?
Okay, now you're cooking.
30 touchdowns.
Yes, now you're talking. And also, you look at what's around him. We like Steph Diggs. We don't really like any of the other receivers. Hunter Henry is fine. The running backs are a question mark. The offensive line might not be great. If you tell me you get 500 or 600 rushing yards from your quarterback, you're going to need it. It's not just like a bonus, like, hey, look what we can do, and you know, you're just showing off. No, no, no. They're going to need him to pick up first downs. And I hope that Josh McDaniels – and I think that – see, this is one spot where I think that he will. But I go –
You think he'll give Drake design runs?
I think so.
Me too. He did it with Cam.
He did it with Cam.
I don't think as a prospect, Drake and Cam, that's a bad comparison.
But
I think Drake and Josh Allen were similar. Yeah. I thought Allen was similar to Cam. I think and we're talking about Carolina number one pick in the draft, Cam, not end of his career, not the same player anymore. Yeah, he had tons of design runs for Cam. I think he'll do that with Drake, and he should.
Does Mike Vrabel allow it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, look, I don't know, but you had highlighted before some of Tannehill's numbers
as a
passer.
Yeah, he actually passed really well.
Right.
Let's take a look at Tannehill's rushing yards.
You look up Tannehill, I'll look up Mariota while Vrabel was there.
You know?
Not much?
Not crazy. No. For a guy as athletic as he is, his high water mark was 270 rushing yards.
That's not much.
However, he had two seasons where he had 7 rushing touchdowns.
Okay. So
that's more positive.
Let you run down by the goal line.
But also, you had Derrick Henry.
7!
This team doesn't have Derrick Henry.
Nope, they certainly do not.
They do not have a Derrick Henry type. So, I mean, he ran some, but not as much as I wanted him to. So that's why I wonder, because he's talked about being smart, protecting himself. But you can do both. Like, you really can. Like, Josh Allen played every game. Lamar Jackson played every game. Jaden Daniels played every game.
What was Vrabel's first year in Tennessee? Was it 18? Was it 17?
Might have been.
Mariota had a couple of 300-yard rushing seasons, but yeah, nothing crazy, to be honest.
His first year was 18.
Okay, so that was 357, 2 touchdowns in 19, and he only played 7 games, 129. So, yeah, I mean, fair point. Vrabel hasn't really let his quarterbacks run. I would.
And yeah, I think McDaniels would be happy to do it.
And by the way, I think there is a difference. Like, Drake May came in on the first day, on Wednesday. And after camp, I forget who asked him. I think it was Karen, actually. He's like, yeah, great question.
Yeah. Karen, hello.
And she's like, what have you worked on the most between year one and year two? What are you working on? And he's like, well, I want to hang in as a passer.
Yeah.
On a passing play, you need your quarterback. Allen and Lamar are incredible at this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just go one read and take off. One read, two reads, three, maybe 4 reads. And then, then when there's truly nothing there, they'll take off and make something out of nothing. Like, I need him to hang on and go through his reads. You need to go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay? And then if it's not there, you can take off. You can't go, oh, my first read's not there. I'm out of the pocket. I'm leaving. That would be a disaster. So Drake can't do that. I'm not asking him to do that. But I want him to hang in on some of these throws. I still want him to be a productive passer. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are wildly productive passers. Hurts wasn't as much last year. They really scaled back their passing. They have one of the lowest pass rates in the NFL. Last year, they were a heavy run team between Hurts and Saquon Barkley. But Hurts has had better passing seasons before. I wouldn't call him a precision passer, but he's had more productive passing seasons than a year ago. And I think on design run plays, I want him to do that, and I wouldn't take that away. What you got to coach out of him is getting himself hurt, fighting for the extra yard like he did against the Chargers. You know, not having awareness after breaking out a big play against the Jets. Like, I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to get killed out there. That's Vrabel's job to coach that out. But they should have design runs. And if he goes through 3 or 4 progressions and it's not there, he should take off. That's what Mahomes does.
The 5 quarterbacks last year with the most rushing attempts.
Yep.
All right, so not necessarily yards, because Kyler Murray's not in this attempts list, but he had a ton of yards. Jalen Hurts. I know a lot of that's tush-push, but whatever. Jalen Hurts, number one, most rushing attempts regular season. He won the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels, second most rushing attempts, was in the NFC title game, and everyone thinks he's the best quarterback in the conference.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
AFC title game.
It should have been the MVP.
Should have gone to the Super Bowl,
by the way. Josh Allen was the MVP,
was
fourth, and then rookie Bo Nix was fifth, made the playoffs.
All playoff teams.
Top five guys all made the playoffs.
What do you know? It's almost like you want your quarterback to run.
It kind of seems like it based off of these numbers.
One of them won the Super Bowl. 2 others made the conference title game.
Yeah.
All 5 were playoff teams.
Yeah. Two of them are rookies. 2 of them were in Drake May's class.
It's almost like you want your quarterbacks to run in today's NFL. That's weird.
Because the argument, I guess, would be, not to straw man this, but it would be like, well, Tom Brady didn't run and Mahomes doesn't have design runs. Okay. So fine. Get me Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
Or get me Mahomes.
Yeah, sure.
or maybe a guy who can run, and not forcing somebody to run, getting a guy who can run and letting him run, like Drake May. Mm-hmm. So that's what it should be.
So
500, 600 yards rushing and something like I don't. That's not crazy.
If he plays the only for 600 yards, the only question is, does he play 17 games? If he plays 17 games, he's running for 600 yards.
Yeah, that's probably.
He was well over 400 last year.
He was.
Do you have his numbers in front of you?
I do.
He was like 10 a pop last year.
Yeah, he had 421 yards rushing, 7.8 yards a carry.
Okay, so 10 was an exaggeration, but eight yards a pop on a run.
Yeah,
That's going to keep a defense honest. That's going to give them one more guy to account for. And so again, I would work in design runs, five a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
He was ninth last year in rushing yards.
Yeah,
he only played 13. Well, quote unquote 13 games, not even 13 full games.
No, he finished 11. I think he left the Chargers game. He came back the Jets game. He played in, but he barely played. The Bills. Oh yeah, sorry, 10 games he finished. Maybe.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Bills game. So no, it should absolutely be a part of it. Now the other piece, the Josh McDaniels offense. I personally am not surprised it's going to be the same offense. He's the same guy.
I was hopeful they might have a little wrinkle.
I'm not surprised, but I am a little disappointed. Let's get to that with all your thoughts. The wide receiver depth chart as well. Oh, and speaking of Drake May, more evidence that Drake May wanted Joe Milton the hell out of town. Let's get to all of that right after Trending with Nick LaPan.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. After an off day yesterday, the Red Sox start a three-game weekend series against the Dodgers tonight. Brian Baio will get the start for the Sox opposite the Dodgers' Emmett Sheehan. First pitch is at 7:10 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game with Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Don't forget to tune in to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. According to Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox are recalling David Hamilton for AAA Worcester as Marcelo Meyer is expected to land on the injured list. And last night, a potential Red Sox trade target is off the board as the Arizona Diamondbacks traded first baseman Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
No matter where. where you work from these days.
Take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It looked heavily scripted, this practice. There was a lot of quick game, screen passes, passes in the flat, check downs, like just make a quick decision and get rid of it. I don't think this was a situation where the offense didn't know it was coming. And, you know, Drake's really finding an answer to the pressure and this and that. I don't think they're quite there yet. To me, this was more of a, let's get Drake May exercising his sort of, you know, taking a profit, quick decisions, all those muscles to get himself, him and the rest of the offense, because this is new to a lot of people, sort of, you know, baby steps to get them to the point in like a week or two where they can take the bullets from the defense and they know where the answers are. This was sort of just sort of crawling in that regard before they walk and then run.
It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We are live today from Gillette Stadium. Patriots training camp day three in the books, brought to you by McFarland Energy, as we have been throughout training camp. We'll be back here next week as well for hopefully some padded practices today. Just a light walkthrough. That was Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, yesterday, breaking down what he saw at practice yesterday. We've seen a lot, or heard anyway, from Kendrick Bourne and Hunter Henry, who were here with Josh McDaniels in 2021, saying how the offense largely looks similar.
Yeah.
To the last time they were here.
Like, oh.
Which I will tell you, Keith, I'm not surprised at.
No, you called it.
I
was hopeful.
I didn't buy into a lot of this talk that, like, Josh McDaniels has evolved and he spent time at all these college programs and bouncing around and the year off did him wonders. I've heard that with other coaches before. Josh McDaniels is like a fully formed offensive coordinator. He's been in the league. He knows what works. He knows what doesn't. Maybe there's some new wrinkles. And I'm not saying he won't tailor the offense to Drake May. The offense he ran for Brady was different than the offense he ran for Cam Newton, which was different than the offense he ran for Mac. I mean, there were similar concepts and things, but they tailored different plays to those guys and skill sets. He'll do that. But the idea he's like reinventing the wheel, I never bought into. I'm still disappointed, though. I was still hoping that's what it would look like. But I'm definitely not surprised by those answers.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate, although I guess what's different this year is Vrabel has a lot of his offensive guys on the staff. And that was another thing Kendrick Bourne talked about the other day was, yeah, McDaniels, same offense, although
different personnel,
working with a lot of different, you know, position coaches,
yeah,
assistants,
yeah,
that kind of top thing. So maybe there's just a little bit more room for input, a little bit more room for tweaks. Also, one thing that, and you hit on it with the quarterbacks, obviously, you're going to call the game a little bit different for all those quarterbacks, but we've also seen a variety of different players have successful seasons with the Patriots, meaning we've seen the slot guys. Everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, Brown, Welker, and Edelman. But also, when you have the world's best tight end, the tight end is featured and has a ton of success. And then when you have the greatest receiver of all time, or one of the two, he has a really big year. So if you are tailoring it to what you have, the last few years, you're probably not prioritizing the wide receivers because they weren't very good.
Yeah.
Now you have Steph Diggs. So I feel like Josh McDaniels has had success with different receivers in his time. I mean, go back to even as bad as it was with the Raiders, Davante Adams was putting up big-time numbers. You know, he knew who his best player was, got him the ball.
Good point.
So that's where I guess I would be hopeful, whereas he looks at it and says, all right, X number of years ago, you had Brady and you had a couple of other weapons, and that's kind of what you did. Now you're looking around, you're like, all right, I got Drake May, I got Steph Diggs. What else am I going to do with
this?
How
do I make that work?
I'm hoping like Travion Henderson has a really big year, maybe something like Kyle Williams, something like the unknown. But right now, just looking at it, you know, is Diggs able to, or not Diggs, is McDaniels able to highlight Steph Diggs? I kind of think he can. So I'm a little disappointed that it's not like a little bit more different, but I feel like hopefully he can still get the most out of the player.
Have you I haven't taken much note of it, but I feel like when I've looked, I've seen Diggs lined up a lot of different places in the formation, and we have seen him lined up in the slot,
yeah,
which is where he played a lot last year in Houston.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's probably a good sign. If he's going to move around the formation mm-hmm. and specifically be in the slot, that means McDaniels has a lot of different ways to free him up, get him on matchups that he likes.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I think the only question for me with Steph Diggs all along production-wise was, is he going to play 17 games? Mm-hmm. It now looks like he's playing 17 games. I'm pretty bullish on what he's going to do now. And that, I was the guy who was maybe most out on Steph Diggs. We did our top five earlier today. Both you and I had him number two on the team.
Second best player on the team.
Current Patriots.
Yeah.
Gonzo, which I think everyone would have.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I both have Diggs too. So I've done a complete about face on that. I was wrong. I didn't think he'd be healthy. He looks very healthy.
And so that definitely changes the expectations for the season and like kind of where they can be. You know, they don't need to have a top 10 offense to be a good team because they have a horrible or a great schedule if you're looking at it from their point of view. They have a defense which I think should be pretty good. So as long as it's not the offense from the last few years where it's, you know, at the bottom of the league, then they can win a lot of games. And I feel like with a guy like Steph Diggs, that alone makes it different than the last few years. You know, another thing we were doing the other night when we were talking about the receiving the depth chart was last year at this time. Last year at this time, you were like, all right, Pop Douglas is your number one. KJ Osborne, Tyquan Thornton still on the team.
I watched one game of KJ Osborne last year. I was like, cut this man.
Yeah,
I
did get it right.
I watched the first game against the Bengals. They won.
Right.
And I was like, get this guy off the team.
But it was like Tyquan Thornton.
I forgot he was even on the team. Yeah, Thornton.
It's just like, a lot of them are very forgettable type guys. And then it was like, all right, Jalen Polk's your second round pick. So you're counting on Jalen Polk, maybe like a make or break year for Thornton. Oh, the veteran KJ Osborne. Like, first of all, that team had nothing resembling a Steph Diggs. I would also say Mac Hollins, if he's healthy, way better than a KJ Osborne.
Yep.
He's looking at those like an outside guy.
Yep.
I'm not ready to say Kyle Williams is going to be good, but he's just another kind of lottery ticket, another kind of potential.
He might not be good. Could he be worse than Thornton, Polk, Baker?
I don't think he can be worse.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he can be worse. And so, yeah, that's not bad, right? And especially if they're not going to go four wide outs very often on the field.
Nope.
Right? So when we're looking at the depth chart, we're often talking about five guys. But if they're going tailback, fullback, tight end, you got two wide outs out there. So you have Diggs and Williams or Diggs and Pop Douglas. That's not too bad.
Real quick, speaking of the quarterback and the receivers he'll be working with, Drake May, I think, took some shrapnel yesterday. I know you disagree. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you,
yes,
who is Joe Milton talking about? This is from our guy Manny Machado.
Yes.
Covers the Cowboys. John Machota.
Okay. Well, careful.
Machota boy is what they call him.
I don't think they do.
Cowboys quarterback Joe Milton has been surprised by how much Dak Prescott has helped him. Quote, Dak's a great leader. All respect to him. He literally goes out of his way to help me. I've been in another building. I know how that goes. It's just very different over here. So we all know he's talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, it's the only other building
he's
been in.
The only other building the man's been in. Yeah. Who's he talking about?
I think he's talking about Jacoby Brissett. I think to compare Dak Prescott to fellow rookie at the time, Drake May, I don't buy it. I think it's the guy that everyone thought was going to be the perfect mentor to young quarterbacks, specifically Drake May, right? It was like, all right, Jacoby Brissett is going to be there. I thought maybe as a backup, they obviously started him for a few weeks, but he was going to sort of teach the young quarterbacks their ways. And Joe Milton was another one that was in there. So he enters the league just like Drake May at the rookie camps together. Everything's brand new to these guys. You know, you can't ask Drake May, if you're Joe Milton, hey, tell me about what you were facing, you know, Patrick Surtain, like what you would do. Like, he doesn't know. He's
nope.
Like, I don't know. I just got here just like you. My guess is he probably asked Jacoby Brissett a few questions. Maybe even asked him, like, can you give me directions around this building that I've never been in? And Brissett's like, I'm not worried about that.
He's Marshan,
like,
I'm the starting pound sand.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the starting quarterback. I don't need to. Like, he's treating him like he's Brett Favre and those guys are Aaron Rodgers. You know, I feel like I bet Drake May and Joe Milton probably had that in common where they're like, wow, I thought this guy might be a little bit more open to helping us, but he's just trying to hold on to his job.
Okay.
And I think there were signs of it during the season, and I know even you pointed that out.
Like, Brissett,
not the guy that we thought would be the perfect
sneaky veteran. Bad teammate. Yeah. The idea was he was perfect for a rookie quarterback. Turns out he was bad for him.
That's why I think that's who he's talking about.
Okay. I think it's Drake just because he's gone. And you're right. It could be Brissett. It definitely could be Brissett. I don't know who he's talking about. That's why I asked the question. But if you're asking me what I think he's talking about May. May was the starter for the majority of the year. May was the guy he was really competing with. Dak Prescott has come in, taken him under his wing. I don't think May did, by all accounts. And I think he's bitter about that. So I think he's talking about May, but I admittedly don't know. It's just a guess.
No, he just says building, and this is the building. So, I mean, I guess you could make a case for either one. I would make the case, though, for Brissett, just because even by week eight, let's call it, and Drake May has started three games, is Joe Milton really picking his brain? Like, Drake May is still trying to figure out the league. It's brand new to him. So I don't know if you're looking at him like a like a mentor. You know, look at it like in college. Like if you're a freshman in college, look, when you talk to another freshman about like helping you learn your ways around the school.
What you say makes sense.
Yeah.
Like from a mentor standpoint, sure. When he says, I'm in that building and I know how that goes, it's a little different. But maybe I'm reading too much into it, or maybe I'm just seeing something I want to see because I believe there was something between Milton and May. And I wish, by the way, Joe Milton was still here. I've watched 2 days of, sorry, 3 days of Josh Dobbs now to this point, and I wish they had a higher-end backup quarterback on the off chance that they run May. People who say don't run him were right. He gets hurt running, gets hurt scrambling around. The next thing you know, needed a backup. I'd rather have Milton here than Josh Dobbs. 617-779-7937. Part of the question is, why is he gone? Was that Drake May's call? Did they get him out of here to clear the runway for Drake May? You can discuss on the phones. We'll go back to the Red Sox at 1 o'clock. It is a Friday, 12:45, which means it's time for the Week in Review next.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! We gotta go. Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our Week in Review. And, Jones, we have spent Wednesday, Thursday, and now today down here at Gillette Stadium overlooking the practice fields for training camp. But this is going to be stuff from all week. We were back in studio on Monday and Tuesday, including on Monday when I was telling the story of over the weekend I got stung pretty good by a yellow jacket.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, over the weekend, Jones, I had a little bit of a yellow jacket's nest happening.
Oh, a little bit of one? Yeah.
Oh, I got
sick brag, bro.
So, like, behind my, like, doorbell, the doorbell doesn't work, but there's still a doorbell there.
Say that again. What doesn't work? The door or the doorbell doesn't?
Doorbell doesn't. The door still works.
Because of all the yellow jackets.
No, it's unrelated.
Okay.
It's been like this for a while.
Got it.
So then I'm out there with, like, a spray can. One got on me and didn't leave. I got, look at this.
Wow!
This is from, like, 3 days ago.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Still giant red mark, and it hurts to the touch. Guys got in there.
But it at least looks like it doesn't, it's not like raised at all. Was
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was up there pretty good. This bastard got on there And I tried smacking him off. He got me twice. Nice. I was like, oh!
Smacked him off. Nice.
I killed a lot of his brothers and sisters, but man, did it hurt.
Yeah. You forget how much the stupid little bee sting hurts.
It was a Pyrrhic victory for the Yellow Jacket, but it was, and yet.
He got me good.
A victory, though. Okay.
He got me. I don't know if I'm supposed to urinate on it or what, but something needs to give. I still feel it.
You need someone else's urine.
Well, yeah.
Your own urine, I think.
Will never work.
No, you'd be resistant to it. You're lucky you're so young. That would have killed Charlie Morton.
It would have killed him.
It would have taken him out.
That's right. We were talking about Charlie Morton. That's how we got there.
The Red Sox trade target earlier in the week that we didn't like. He's older than us.
Yep.
Hence the ageist joke there. Yeah.
Tier Tuesday this week, we were looking at the Patriots position groups heading into training camp. And here was some of the thoughts on the offensive line.
Offensive line.
All right, let's put all the offensive
line. Cannot play with them.
Okay.
Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them.
Don't even spend time.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. Don't even spend time.
I agree, but let me just point this out real quick. Some of these breakdowns that we looked at, all the different lists and power rankings, sometimes separate tackles from interior linemen.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
No, no, no.
But right now, it looks like a Will Campbell, Cole Strange, Garrett Bradbury, Mike Onwenu, Morgan Moses.
Huh. Onwenu. Friend of the show.
Love him.
Overweight.
What?
I don't know who the center.
Some are saying he's 400 pounds.
Or the left. Some are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't seen that.
Yes.
Who is tackle from Florida?
I wish.
Hoss of the week. On Wenu Hoss of the week?
Desmond Watson?
On Wenu Hoss of the week?
On Wenu could very well be Hoss of the week. Okay. Actually, put him up there on my list of guys to watch.
Yeah.
If he's really like humping out there at 400 pounds,
sign me up. If our water glasses start shaking. Like, that's a problem.
Like, Jurassic Park?
Onwenu took the field.
I'm
excited about that.
Okay, me
just
too.
Just a huge dude just falling out of his uniform.
Yeah.
I want that.
But can't win with him.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets.
Well, Will Campbell might be a guard. Cole Strange might be a center. Garrett Bradbury might be a bum. Like, you just go down the list. It's tough go.
Man. Yeah, that's right. So two updates to that. One, on Onwenu, somebody gave me some bad information. He's still a big guy. He's still a Hoss of the Week candidate.
Oh, you got bad intel?
He looks fine.
He doesn't look 400.
No, he doesn't.
Unless he was playing at 4. He looks the same as last year, so he doesn't look 400 unless he was at 400 last year.
That's also true.
Maybe.
I feel like some of those guys may fib about their weight.
Good call.
However, Desmond Watson, who got brought up in there.
Yep.
He's
a former Hoss of the Week.
Yeah. He is the first guy, I believe, in NFL history to be placed on the NFI list due to weight.
Well,
NFI, parentheses, weight, not football injury.
It's not a football injury if you're just eating.
No, it's just good eating.
You're gluttonous.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't say that about him.
You wouldn't?
Well, some people are big bones. Some people are also pre-exposed to just being bigger.
Yeah.
Some people have better metabolisms than others.
Yeah. 490?
I wouldn't throw any stones at this guy because he might eat them.
It might bounce back at you. Ricocheting at you in the face.
He is listed at a svelte 449 on ESPN.
That's low.
449?
Yeah.
He's definitely not 450.
Yeah.
He'll be down for 449.
In your bra. And so, when it comes to the Hoss of the Week, though, I do want to keep people up to speed on this.
Yeah.
Our Hoss of the Week, I think it's our first posthumous.
People are pissed.
First, posthumous. Hoss of the Week.
Posthumous.
is the late, great.
Yeah.
Some would say late, great.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, yes.
Definitely late.
Yeah. Not everyone.
Many have argued.
A lot of flack on social media, just on our social media accounts, about great.
Many have argued about the greatness.
Yeah, and we got that. We're seeing every single one of them.
There is an art versus artist situation to be discussed there. You know, whether it's your R. Kelly's, your Michael Jackson's.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, Pee Wee Herman. That was one movie theater. He's behind his own business. Literally his own business. All right, let's get to the next thing. Speaking of movie theaters, this weekend, Fantastic Four, First Steps will debut. And so, of course, on a Would You Rather Wednesday, we were discussing which power you would want.
Here we go. Would you rather have the power to be invisible or turn into fire and fly or stretch your entire body? Or be a giant rock person?
Great question, Bill. I know you're probably thinking appendages, and you have a follow-up question on it. You want to be Mr. Fantastic. That's gross. So that's not the answer. The answer is, and this makes you a creep, I get it.
No. You're going with invisibility.
You're going with rock person?
What do you do?
Yes.
Why?
Keith, look at me.
You can't change forms.
Keith, look at me.
You're stuck.
Yeah, look at me. I'm stuck with this form right now. I am a wafy, lacking muscular definition guy.
You'd rather be like a two-ton rock person?
Be a giant rock hard person. And that is, that's what I want to be.
What do you do?
I want invisible.
What are you doing with your invisibility?
Just stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Probably detective stuff. I could probably be like a good sleuth. I could probably solve crimes.
I'd probably do a lot of the same stuff Invisible Woman does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solves crimes.
Okay.
One of the heroes. Go in the girl's bathroom.
Like, you really can't say you can't say invisibility without sounding like a creep.
I know.
It's true, you
really
can't.
It's the worst.
6.5 hours later.
There's another good sign from Giardi.
All right.
Didn't detect any hint of a limp from Diggs. Neither did I.
No.
You
know me, I have hawk-like vision.
Oh, if something's limp, I'm spotting it. But he says,
is that your superpower?
Yeah, that's right.
The Fantastic Five. No, Adam Jones.
I'm the rock hard man. I forgot about that.
Yeah, not bad.
That's my superpower. Spotting limpness from miles away.
Well, you also were able to spot quite a few players and Patriots media members at yesterday's
They were
practice.
Definitely players and media members.
Sure.
Yeah, they were. I think I see Hart and Fitzy down there with Diggs, right?
My eyesight's not great.
Okay, Terps in the blue polo down there with the white hat. That's Hart with his stupid visor, right? And that's Fitzy with Diggs.
If it's somebody with a visor, that's definitely Hart.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'll get an official tease for you for WEEI.
No, that was
Pop. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3.
You only saw one half of the number.
Yeah, he did look short. I thought I saw an 8. That's a 3. All right, Pop Douglas, stick around for that.
As bad as my
with
eyesight
Fitzy
is,
and Hart.
I can see Hart's giant head with the visor, though.
So it is. If you see someone with a visor with 2/3 of their head sticking out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's definitely him.
It turns out that was Mike Reese.
That was Mike Reese.
So I don't know how Hart feels about me thinking.
He looks a little, he's same
he looks
stature
very
as Mike Reese.
Correct. I'm like, well, it's a visor and a short little bro.
Yeah.
That's got to be Andy Hart. And then Terp's like, no, I just walked out with Hart. That's Reese. I was like, oh, my.
Did Reese do the interview on Moses' shoulder? He's like, let me hold you like this. Get you in one shot.
So bad news for Andy Hart. I'm now confusing him with Mike Reese.
That's
down
a tough
there,
go.
Which is just a real tough go.
Not great.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we are, you know, we don't see him really this week in person, the crossover, because he's back in the studio. So we made fun of his visor. We made fun of the size of his head and how short he is.
And I got him mixed up with Mike Reese.
he did text us the other day that we're bullies.
He did.
It's hard to argue when you hear it back.
Yeah, I felt like I was bullying behavior by me. Yeah. I'm expecting to hear from HR.
We're in the Mean Boys Club over here.
Yes, true.
All right, we have 3 nominees for Brag of the Week.
Oh, wow.
3 nominees.
That is a competitive field.
Yeah, let's start with Steve in the truck.
I'm 72. I've been watching this team since 1961.
Nice.
I've seen Ted Williams.
Sick brag, bro.
It's not Ted Williams.
That is a brag.
How many among us have done that?
The Splendid Splinter?
Yeah.
I never saw him play.
Yeah,
not live.
Maybe people saw him managing in Washington, but not playing.
And again, for the millionth time, let me just point out, only baseball fans call in and tell you how long they've been watching.
I disagree.
And how old they are.
Celtics fans. Celtics fans will be like,
maybe.
you get the koozie Russell. I saw Bill Russell.
Good point. Thanks a lot, Celtics.
The old Celtics.
Yeah.
You don't think you get it from Bruins? You don't get a lot of Pats fans doing that.
I saw Milt Schmidt. No, you don't. I think it's mostly Red Sox.
I go back to Bobby Orr.
Great.
You don't think you get any of that?
Yeah, maybe you do a little bit. Maybe you're right. All right, how about our guy Rob Bradford on Thursday?
I am currently calling you from the Grover Cleveland rest stop.
Sick brag, bro.
That's a good brag.
They had good service there at the Grover Cleveland rest stop.
Yeah,
we heard
real.
Everything. It was crystal clear.
Sounded like he was on, you know, a direct line or something like that. Yeah.
And then our third and final nominee for Brag of the Week would be our friend of the show, Alan in Nashville.
I actually had a conversation when I had a band playing Ozfest, and Sharon was on the phone with me.
Sick brag, bro.
I think that takes the cake.
I was going to say, when I was born and how long I've been a fan, and seeing Ted Williams, that was
sure.
a 3-1.
Yeah.
Calling from the Grover Cleveland rest stop, talking to Sharon Osbourne on the phone. I think you're right. Alan, congratulations.
Well, if you heard Alan's full call, it was chock full of brag. I mean, it was just brag,
it was.
Brag City is what that
it
was.
It was the music business.
I think you got to go with Alan in Nashville.
Okay, I agree. Congratulations.
I guess how you got to go.
That's the
official brag of the week. Congrats, Alan. Your trophy is in the mail. Along Well, the Haas of the Week, which we'll send straight to the sky. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there here on Jones and Keefe. We are live today at Day 3 Patriots training camp. It's in the books. We got thoughts on the Red Sox, though. We'll give you those approaching the deadline. A lot of good rumors out there.
Oh, juicy rumors.
No concrete trades. Other teams are making concrete trades.
Oh, that is true.
We don't have any trades, but we got rumors for you with the Red Sox coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.